Welcome to the Career by Design podcast. I'm your host, career development coach, Stacey Back, and I'm here to support you, the ambitious high achiever who's at a career crossroads. If you've already achieved a lot of success, but you're feeling stuck and confused about what you want or how to get to the next level in your career, you're in the right place. I've spent the past 15 plus years helping high performers reach their career goals. And on this podcast, I'll show you how to develop the clarity, confidence, and right strategy to get unstuck, minimize risk, and take the fear out of your next career move. All so you create a career and life by design. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to the Career by Design podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Back. Today, I'm answering one of the most common questions which comes up in my private coaching sessions and corporate training programs. How do I find my passion? Hitting the Boxing Day sales 1 January, I observed a young girl in a homeware store excitedly sharing her plans for her new bedroom makeover. As she spoke of her love of homewares, design, and desire to become an interior decorator one day, I was struck by her complete sense of passion and clear vision for her future career at such a young age. She reminded me of my younger sister at the same age, the creative little girl who turned her school projects into works of art and dreamt of becoming an interior designer when she grew up. Nearly 30 years later, my sister is a talented designer with a thriving business. She followed her passion, lives and breathes her work, and absolutely loves what she does. There's also the childhood friend who declared way back in primary school she was going to become a lawyer. She worked hard, performed well academically, went on to study, and now practice law. What do these stories have in common? Well, each of these individuals had a clear passion which they followed. They knew what they wanted, and this shaped their decisions and actions, turning their dreams into reality. Now, before I dive deeper into this topic, I have one caveat, and it's something I spoke about back in episode 3 of the podcast. I don't agree with the advice that's loosely thrown around to follow your passions, because it puts unnecessary pressure on people, and not every passion has to be your job. In fact, the examples I shared at the top of this episode are the exception, not the majority. But what you can learn from their stories is that when you're clear on your direction, your vision becomes a reality. I believe it's important to consider what you enjoy alongside your strengths, purpose, and values. Exploring your interests gives you clues about what you want next and helps you choose the right career path. So how do you work out what you want to be when you grow up? Well, in today's episode, I'm sharing the 6 steps to finding your passion. You'll discover what you truly want in your professional life so you can craft your dream career too. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Step number 1 is to think like a 10-year-old. A few years back, my siblings and I watched some old family videos. I'm talking the old school kind, filmed on my dad's VHS camcorder in the early 90s, well before smartphones with video functionality existed. It was incredible to see our personalities and passions visible at such a young age. There I was, performing for the camera, wanting to be the center of attention. It took me back to when I was 10 years old. With multiple passions, I wanted to be an actress, writer, and director when I grew up. Careers that sounded glamorous, exciting, creative, full of variety and fun, where I could interact with people, be in the spotlight, and be in charge. It's no surprise I became a coach and entrepreneur. Being in charge of my own schedule, connecting with people, writing, training, or speaking to groups are all elements of what I do. As a kid, you dreamt big. You believed the world was your oyster and that anything was possible. And then you grew up. Because of your conditioning, what your parents, teachers, or society told you was the right thing to do, you settled for that sensible job or traditional career path, one that gave you wealth, security, or a steady paycheck. Go back to when you were 10 years old. What were you interested in? How did you love to spend your time? What did you want to be when you grew up? From this unfiltered lens, your passions were clear. You had huge aspirations for the career and life you would one day create. Reconnecting with your childhood interests is the first step to finding your passions. When you answer these questions from the perspective of your 10-year-old self, you will reveal your innate talents and passions. I'm pausing this episode to invite you, if you like what you're learning on the podcast and you're ready, into doing this work more closely with me. Here's what I know about you. You've got a deep desire to do work which challenges and fulfills you, make an impact, and get paid well for it. But like so many people I speak to, you're finding yourself stuck at a career crossroads. You're confused about what to do next or how to reach the next level in your career. With my support, you'll find clarity on your direction, build confidence, and develop a personalized strategy to create your career by design. If you want to be coached and mentored by me in one of my private coaching containers, I invite you to book a complimentary chat so we can discuss the best option for you. Go to stacyback.com/consult to book your call and check out the show notes for all the details. I look forward to meeting you. Okay, back to the episode. Step number two is to reflect on your past career. Consider your career history, past positions, and decisions. Create a timeline, starting from your very first job through to the present day. Go as far back as you wish and include your studies, any work placements, internships, or voluntary positions. Reflect on each role, taking the time to consider the positive and negative aspects of each job and also the reasons behind your past career decisions. Ask yourself, why did you choose this career path or university major? What specifically did you like or dislike about this position? Which skills did you enjoy using? And what were you naturally good at? What aspect of the job, organization, or environment did you find challenging? Why did you end up leaving this role? And what did you decide to do next? This process helps you understand your unique strengths, skills, and interests. Reflecting on my recruitment career, I realized I enjoyed variety in my work and that I had a passion for communication, connection, and interacting with people. These aspects are now at the forefront of my coaching, speaking, and training work. When you look back at your past positions, you will identify the work you're good at and love to do. Step number three is to move from analysis to action. Endless research and Google searches will not uncover your passions. You need to experiment and actively explore different career paths to discover where your true interests lie. Using the insights gathered so far, find practical ways to test out your strengths, skills, and interests. Because when you take aligned action, your passions become clear. Step number four is to have real conversations. The most valuable step I took prior to my career transition was conducting informational interviews with people doing work or elements of work which interested me. Here's how to do this. First, think of the people you know in a job which fascinates you, a business model you find appealing, or an industry of interest. Look within your immediate circle, then your wider network, so friends of friends. And you can also consider industry experts or thought leaders that you're not directly connected to. Second, reach out to these individuals and explain why you're interested in the work they do. Ask if they'd be willing to have a short conversation to share some insights about their career. People love talking about themselves and are always happy to help. During the conversation, get each person to walk you through a typical day in their role. Find out what they love about their job and the challenges. Understand their career path, how they got into this line of work, how their career has progressed, and what the future opportunities are. Third, ask who else they'd suggest you speak to or if they have any additional resources to recommend. Find out what you can do for them in return. For example, by introducing a new contact or referring a potential client. Finally, remember, this is not a job interview. Don't make the conversation about you, your career, and potential job opportunities. Be very, very clear that you're not looking for a job. And if the conversation steers into interview territory or becomes about you, bring it back to the person in front of you. When you do your due diligence, you will find your passions and minimize risk with your next move. Step number five is to test out new skills of interest. Offer to take on new responsibilities at work, shadow someone, or volunteer, looking to short-term courses, workshops, or formal longer-term study. When I was figuring out what to do next in my career, I volunteered, started a postgraduate degree, and tried out new skills, including speaking, facilitation, and coaching. At every step, I paid attention to what resonated and kept moving in that direction. Coaching immediately felt like a fit, so I continued to explore it as my preferred career path. Here's the bottom line. When you find practical ways to explore your interests, you will discover the work you're passionate about. Step number 6 is to overcome fears with consistent action. As soon as you begin to explore new possibilities or make a change, fears will surface. Fear is designed to protect you and keep you safe, but it also holds you back from going after what you really want. Fear is the reason you settled for a safe job and forgot all about your childhood dream, your passion, what you wanted to be when you grew up. If fear rears its ugly head, stay aligned to your passion. When you keep taking consistent action, despite these fears, you will create the career that you want. These tips helped me discover what I wanted to be when I grew up, and they've assisted many of my clients to find their passion and identify what they want next in their careers. I hope they support you too. That concludes today's episode. Now, I'd love to know, what one small step will you implement as a result of today's episode? Send me a DM on LinkedIn or Instagram and let me know. Then commit to doing it in the next 7 days. Because as I shared earlier, moving from awareness to action is how change and transformation happen. As always, if you want some help finding your passion and what you want next in your career, I invite you to schedule a free 30-minute consult call with me so we can discuss if working together is right for you. All the details are in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I truly appreciate you and can't wait to be back with more career wisdom for you very soon. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me on the Career by Design podcast. Please rate, review, or share this episode with a friend if you found it valuable. I also invite you to connect with me further on LinkedIn or Instagram. And finally, if you'd like to learn more about how I can help you create a career by design, go to stacyback.com. All the links are in the show notes. Thanks again, and I can't wait to chat with you next time.